Well, good morning. It is November 16th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. As you can tell, we got our snowfall here, first snowfall for November, for the winter season. It's really small out here, maybe a half an inch or so, just enough to kind of coat the ground, and so I figured I would read out here today. But that said, today we are going to continue pressing on through all those names in 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and 8. We're then going to read Hebrews chapter 11, Amos chapter 5, and then we're going to start the Gospel of Luke. We're going to read the first 38 verses because it's a really long chapter, and so we're splitting it up into two. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 38. So let's get in the Word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and 8 this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Now, the sons of Issachar were Tola and Puah and Jashub and Shimron, four. And the sons of Tola, Uzi and Rephaah and Jeriel and Jahamai, Jimsham and Shemuel, heads of their father's houses. To wit, of Tola, they were valiant men of might in their generation, whose number was in the days of David 200,000, 220,000 and 600. And the sons of Uzai, Ahiriah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, and Isaiah, five, all of them chief men, and with them by their generation, after the house of their father, were bands of soldiers for war, 630,000 men, for they had many wives and sons, and their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogy 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Jedidiel, and the sons of Bela, Ezbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, five, heads of the father's houses, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zemariah, and Joash, Eleazar, and Elanoi, Omri, and Jeremoth, and Abiah, and Anioth, and Alameth, all these are the sons of Becher. And the number of them, after their genealogy by their generation, head of their house, of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons also of Jedidiel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chenaniah, and Zethon, and Tarshish, and Ahishayar, all of these, the sons of Jedidiel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim also, and Hupim, the children of Ur, and Hushim, the sons of Ahur, the sons of Naphtali, Jahizael, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalum, the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Amoritess, bare Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took to wife the sister of Hupin and Shupin, whose sister's name was Mahikah, and the name of the second was Zelosaphat, and Zelosaphat had daughters, and Makah, the wife of Machir, bare a son, and she called his name Peresh, and the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam, and the sons of Ulam, Bedan, these were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, the sons of Manasseh, and his sister Hamalothek bare Ishkan and Abizair and Mahilah, and the sons of Shemadiah were Ahian and Shechem and Lakai and Aniam, and the sons of Ephraim, Shaludla, Bered his son, and Tala his son, and Elada his son, and Tahath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shuhaleha his son, and Ezer and Eliad, whom the men of Gath were born in that land, slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he had went in to his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, and who built Beth-horon, the nether, and the upper, and Uzen-Sherah, and Rephah was his son, and Rephesh, and Telah his son, and Telhan his son, and Laadan his son, and Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Jaushia his son, and their possessions and habitation were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer, with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof, unto Gaza and the towns thereof, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth She'en and her towns, Tanakh and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the sons of Israel, and the sons of Asher, Imnah, and Ushai, and Ushai, and Beriah, and Sariah, her sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malachiah, who is the father of Birzavit, and Heber begat Jebelet, and Shomer, and Hatham, and Shua, their sister, and the sons of Jadlet, Paksak, and Bimha, and Ashva. These are the children of Jadlet, and the sons of Shamar, Ahi, and Roga, and Jehubah, and Aram, and the sons of his brother, Halam, Zophah, and Imnah, and Shelah, and Amal, the sons of Zophah, Sua, and Har Nefer, and Shual, and Beri, and Imrah, Bezer, and Had, and Shama, and Elisha, and Ithran, and Bera, the sons of Jether, Jephthuna, and Pisbah, and Ara, and the sons of Ula, Aria, and Haniel, and Reziah. And these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's houses, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes, and the number throughout the genealogy of them that was apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Arahiah the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Nalhan, and Ahiah, and Gera, and Shephufan, and Huram, and these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba. And they removed them to Manasseh. And Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gera, he removed them, and begat Uzzah, and Ahiud. And Shaharaim begat children in the country of Moab after he sent them away. Ushaim and Bara were his wives. And he begat of Hodesh his wife, Jobab, and Zibiah, and Mesha, and Malcham, and Jeuz, and Shakikiah, and Miramah. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Hushim, he begat Ahitub, and Elpael, and the sons of Elpael, Eber, and Misham, and Shalmed, who built Ano and Lod with the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath. and Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Arad, and Eder, and Michael, and Izpah, and Joah, the sons of Beriah, and Zedediah, and Meshulab, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Jedaliah, and Jobab, the sons of Apol, and Jachin, and Zikri, and Zebda, and Elenai, and Zilathai, and Elihel, and Adiah, and Berariah, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimhai, and Ishpan, and Heber, and Elael, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Anatoja, and Iphideah, and Penaeu, and the sons of Sheshach, and Shemashira, and Sheshiria, and Ataliah, and Jerusiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroam. These were the heads of the fathers by their generation, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the fathers of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah. Then his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedon, and Ahio, and Zachar, and Mikloth begat Shemaleah, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malki-Shua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the sons of Jonathan was Meribal, and Meribal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melhek, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jedidiah, and Jedidiah begat Alameth, and Azaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri begot Moza. And Moza begot Benaiah, and Rapha was his son, Elisai his son, Aziel his son, and Aziel had six sons, whose name are these, Azikam, Bokreu, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second, and Eliph, the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons and sons, and 150, and all these are the sons of Benjamin. That was, 1 Chronicles chapter 7 and 8. Let's move on over to Hebrews chapter 11, a familiar passage if you have been in church lately. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report, and through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain's, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had his testimony that he pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as of the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. And wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the staff, the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave the commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by the dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with swords, they were wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens of caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. That was Hebrews chapter 11. Let's move on over to Amos chapter 5 for our next reading. Amos chapter 5. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of the Lord. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, or pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. That strengthening the spoil against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much, therefore, as your trending is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions, and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, and take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from the right. And therefore the prudent shall keep silent in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. And therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, saith thus, wailing shall be in all the streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing, and in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is that for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light, as if a man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand upon the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. And though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as water, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, and Chum, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. And therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the Lord God of hosts. That was Amos chapter 5. Let's move on over and start the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 to 38 this morning as we conclude. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 38. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all of the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him the angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the day of the ministration were complete, he departed for his own house. And then after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, unto a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt receive in thy womb, and conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall there be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Amen. That was our reading today for November 16th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. With that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us. Lord, we thank you so much for the change of the seasons. The snow behind me, Lord, we praise you so much, God, for it. And God, we're just so thankful. And Lord, I would just pray that you would just glorify yourself through us today. Lord, use this reading, Lord, to guide us and direct us in the paths that you have for us. And Lord, may you get the glory through each of our lives. Pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now. And just give us a good day in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.